So imagine for a moment you're a student, say, at the University of Michigan. You're a music student, and you compose a piece, and suddenly a major orchestra decides to perform your work. Kind of a dream come true, huh? Well, that's the reality for our next guest. That's what he's living right now. Patrick Harlan is working on his Doctor of Musical Arts at the U of M. And his composition, Rapture, will be performed by the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra later this month. Welcome. Congratulations. This is a really big deal.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
The St. Louis Symphony Orchestra, if you don't know, is one of the oldest orchestras in the nation. I think the New York Philharmonic is the only one that's older. It was led for years by Leonard Slatkin, a name not unfamiliar here since he's the music director of the Detroit Symphony Orchestra now. So tell me about this piece. I understand you wrote Rapture after hearing an NPR story.
I did, yeah. I was working on my master's thesis, and I didn't quite know what I wanted to write about. And as I was listening to NPR, I heard an interview about ultra cavers, these guys that spend a month underground. And at some point during that month, they experienced something called the rapture. And they describe it like a panic attack, and it's way more extreme than a panic attack. And I thought this was an interesting concept to work with when writing an orchestra piece.
So how was it reflected in the piece?
So it was reflected in the piece, and then I use only a little bit of material when working on this piece. There's maybe three ideas that I use, and they grow, exponentially. They become more extreme. I stretch them out. I use them for the fabric of the piece later on when there's melodies over the top of it. I didn't want the piece to be something that was about a panic attack. So really, the piece is about an overwhelming sense of emotion.
Okay, well, let's listen to a little bit of Rapture. That was an excerpt from Patrick Harlan's composition titled Rapture. That work will be performed by the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra this weekend. So how did it come about that St. Louis Symphony Orchestra contacted you and said, hey, by the way, that piece you did, we'd like to perform it?
So something that composers do is we tend to go to summer festivals. And I went to a Mizzou International Composers Festival. And the person that funds that, Jean Sinkfield, is also on the board of St. Louis. And it was her idea to select some of those pieces and send them over to David Robertson and have him take a listen. And he did. And he ended up liking a few and programming this one.
David Robertson being the director of music, the conductor
yes,
at St. Louis.
Yeah, right. Correct.
And how'd you get the word?
They emailed me through my website. I actually didn't believe it the first time I saw it. It seemed like kind of
thought you were being punked.
I thought I was being punked, yeah. But then I watched they had a streaming debut or an unveiling of their concert season, and there was my picture with my piece. So that was more confirmation. So.
So when you're in the process of writing, how long does it take for you to kind of fully evolve the idea, or does it vary from piece to piece?
Well, it definitely varies from piece to piece, and it's kind of an indeterminate process. So I'll improvise at the piano and come up with ideas that I – enjoy or think might work, and then when it comes time to put the piece together or actually sit down and write the piece, I might have had an idea that's 2 years old that I'm using in a piece. And with this, I think I was sitting down for maybe six weeks or 2 months, somewhere around there, assembling, but some of the ideas are a year and a half old.
Tell me about the creative process. I mean, do you need a certain space, a certain atmosphere, some frame of mind, or do you need deadlines like I do?
No, deadlines are definitely a good motivator. And as a student, I have to be less picky about my spaces. But at that time, I had just a gigantic room that was open, and I think it was very beneficial to be working on this piece. And
I want to ask you about the kind of music you listened to when you were younger.
Yeah. So a lot of the time I grew up, I was trained as a pianist. So I played both classically and jazz. Mm-hmm. And so I was inundated with that sort of music. And that's the music that my folks listened to. But I was also equally interested in pop music. And so a lot of the pop electronic stuff is reflected in this orchestra work.
So what do you pull from those influences? I mean, give me an idea of what we will hear in Rapture that would reflect back to that pop electronic beat.
Sure. So I would say that the rhythms in the piece are very electronic. There are rhythms that don't happen in classical music as frequently. And then the harmonic language is jazz. It's definitely where I love to draw from. And then the architecture of the piece is classical. So the way I construct the form, the way the piece evolves or unfolds is something that a jazz piece or an electronic piece wouldn't do, but something that it's very common in a classical piece.
All right, well, let's take a listen to another excerpt from Rapture. I've got to ask you, how old are you?
I'm 29.
And how long have you been composing music?
I've composed as long as I can remember, actually. I composed before I started playing piano. So,
well, this is just amazing to me. Will you be at Powell Hall in St. Louis to hear your work perform?
Yeah, I will. I'll head down next week. There's an excellent rehearsal process you get to sit in as they rehearse your piece and give feedback. So I'll be there.
Yell at the first violinist and things like that.
Yeah, the first violinist actually is a teacher at the University of Michigan.
Oh, very good. I also know our friends at St. Louis Public Radio, KWMU, will be broadcasting that performance. So this will be your first broadcast debut, I suppose, too.
This will be my first broadcast debut. That's correct.
So what's next for you? I understand you're headed for the Amazon. Why?
I am headed for the Amazon. Part of my studies at the University of Michigan, I'm a Dow Sustainability Fellow through the Graham Sustainability Institute, mm-hmm. and I'm interested in the field of acoustic ecology, and that's looking at the sounds that come from the environment. So I'm headed down to the Amazon to do field recordings and integrate them into my dissertation, which will be an orchestra piece or a chamber orchestra piece. I haven't quite figured that part out, but that utilizes those field recordings.
This sounds like the old composers who listened to nature and made it reflect in the orchestra. That's
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, again, congratulations. Patrick Harlan's composition Rapture will be performed by the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra on September 27th and 28th. Thanks for coming in and talking to us.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure.